K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. This is a postcast immediate reaction. Yes, another back-breaking loss. This has been a theme of the season for K-State men's basketball. This is the very first time on this podcast. Thank you so much once again for checking out this episode. This probably won't come out until after Super Bowl Sunday, which is tomorrow, between the Patriots and the Seahawks, the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks, Super Bowl 60 going down tomorrow late afternoon there as well. But we got business handle here first on the podcast here, talking about finding another way to lose this game for Jerome Tang and the Wildcats here. I'm actually recording between games. So here in about less than 10 minutes, the ladies basketball team will be playing on Women's National Day national game against BYU back out there in Manhattan, Kansas in just a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to, after it depends on the time frame. I don't know if I'll be back on tonight on the microphone to do that. I'll be definitely on tomorrow morning there as well to get that done there for you guys as well, heading in to the second week of February. But man, goodness, folks, K-State nearly went wire to wire in this ball game, only to lose with 6 seconds to go in the game. TCU rallies back 84-82. At one point, I checked in this game. What, 7 minutes left in the first half, just to watch a little bit of this game. K-State, they were up by double digits in this game? By 13 points? And somehow, you find a way to crap the bed and lose this ball game. Some unexpected surprises here. And of course, Jerome Tang is currently speaking to the media as I'm recording this podcast here. They let the run late in the first half by TCU got them back in this ball game. I mean, typical stuff. I mean, typical 2025-26 season for this K-State men's basketball team, especially in this ugly stretch. K-State's lost 4 in a row now. Oh, by the way, there as well. So you got that going on. Yeah, K-State at one point was leading 42-29. I was like, I had to double check that for a minute. Like, what's going on here? I'm going to sit and watch the rest of the first half. And then all of a sudden, I should not turn the TV on because TCU goes on this run to get themselves back in the game. And I'm going to call that the pivotal point of the ball game. They did, because they don't make that run right there. They probably still would have won the game anyways, given the fact that K-State has given away 4 or 5 wins. Count, yeah. Like I said, I don't care if you're shorthanded or not. I said it on the preview show today, which came out today, which I recorded last night. You got to find a way to win the ball game, and you found a way to lose another game, which you led, right? Oklahoma State, you left that game, and you close the deal. Arizona State, same thing, can't close the deal. TCU, can't close the deal here. It's the same things. And hey, like I've been saying, this team is what it is right now, concurrently anyway. So yeah, definitely something I'd rather get. You know what? I'd rather just, you know, get blown out. You heard it so many times. I've said it so many times between both of my podcasts. I ought to get blown out instead of losing a close game, because those are the ones, honestly, they say, how the hell we lose that ball game? And this should have, honestly, yeah. Like I said about the women's basketball team the other night, when they should have beat Arizona, when they lost, sleptwalk against Arizona, the worst team in the league. Yeah, K-State should have won this ball game. Let's just be straight up. And probably had no business to win anyway. But here, you gave yourself a chance to win. I said give yourself a chance to win. They did that throughout 98% of the game. And then TCU gets there. Tie game, foul, score points, ball game over. This is the way it is. This is the way it is. They can't buy a bucket right now. They can't buy a break. K-State, they can't buy a break right now. The men's basketball team, they cannot buy a break right now as they lose by 284-82 just moments ago. Eddie Greer, rapid reaction, Postcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things KC Sports. Kind of getting this out of the way. not going to wait any much longer for that. Yeah, KC led at the break 46-42. And then, TCU outscored K-State. And, of course, I was going back and forth between TNT and listening to Stan and Wyatt and Stan on the call on Learfield Sports there. And TCU, they caught some breaks, too, there as well. But when you got a team on the ropes, you gotta finish them off. And that late run in the first half, and then TCU used that momentum to just kind of hang around, hang with K-State there, hang a little bit. K-State was leading by, 4 points? Four, five, 6 points late in the game. And West Virginia, I left that out. Same thing, West Virginia, you're leading that game. And I don't know what it is, but this is night, day. For this KC basketball team, because they definitely sure play better on the road than they do away. I said on the road than they do in Bramlage. I said that on the preview show, which came out. They had a chance to win this game, and they gave it away. gave it away, and a nightmare season continues here, folks, for K-State men's basketball here. Yeah, K-State now falls to 10-13 now in the season, and TCU rallies back and escapes. At home, 14-9. PJ Haggerty, a 30 burger for not in his basketball game. 14-24 from the field. A rebound and assist add with that. But it's kind of surprise. I did not see this coming. And probably none of y'all didn't see this coming either. Because I called out Marcus Johnson a couple of times now in this couple episodes in a row when I talked about men's basketball. I was like, Mark Johnson, he don't do nothing because he ain't showing me nothing. And how about this? You get not only get three scores in double figures, like I said, and I call that specifically, Nate Johnson, Dave Castillo, 13-11, respectively, in the return of Kamari McGriff. So, Bashir's down, still down, but you had Kamari McGriff back on the squad right there. Today, making his return after missing for a few weeks, he was 3-for-4 from the field. Kamari McGriff was 6 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists in the game. But surprise of the day, gotta give a shout out. If there's any positive here in this game, other than the usual suspect in this case, here, Marcus Johnson, 5-for-6 from the field, 15 points. I did not see this coming at all, and I just learned, before I hopped on the mic, Andre Kostius, from Coach Tang, he sprained an ankle, Coach Tang, course, had a couple players down with the flu and all that, and still, you came out here, and I gave you, I'll say this, an A for effort here in this game, but again, this has been the trend all season long with this team, up late, and you cannot close the deal. It's just game after game. And majority of it's come on the road. I don't know what it is about being away from Manhattan, Kansas. This team plays a lot better. And they have given away their fourth game, probably fourth, fifth game on the road that they should have won. They should have beat West. They were leading late against West Virginia. They led late in that game. Oklahoma State, yep. Arizona State, yep. And now you got TCU in this mix. I'm probably leaving out another one in there too somewhere. But yeah, so it's going to be a season of what if for this basketball team. And look, they're not going to go. Obviously, I shouldn't even say the magic words of the NCAA tournament. I just did, but they ain't going to make it. They're not even close. Close there. So again, there's gonna be a lot of questions, and I hate to jump over hurdles too far right now, but it's just frustrating. Do all that leading, and TCU ties the game, and then a late call there, and yeah, baseball. That's the ball game, folks, right there, baby. As TCU rallies back there from the deficit, right there. As well, yeah, so let me see here. Yeah, Andre Kostić, that's so the injury bug continues for K-State. So you get Kamari McGriff back, but you lose a key piece off the bench and Kostić there today there as well. Yeah, Marcus Johnson, all of his field goals, by the way, from downtown. Who saw that? I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming today. You have four guys in the double figures, including Marcus Johnson, obviously. So Marcus Johnson, your second. Who had that on their Saturday bingo card? K-State Saturday bingo card today. Marcus Johnson, 15 points. Haggerty, 30. There, but you still find a way to lose the game. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable, folks. TCU, 45% shooting from the field, 30% shooting from downtown. K-State, you shot the ball well, 52% from the field, and still lost the game. It don't matter what you do. Positive. It's like K-State finds a way, itty-bitty way, to lose a game, and particularly on the road, because it hasn't been close in Bramers Coliseum. Has not been close one bit. Of course, you got blown out last weekend against Iowa State at home, and you turn around, you play a tremendous game, and then to find a way to give away another game on the road. it's just definitely frustrating. So K-State Nation, got to hang in there for a couple more weeks, baby. Just a couple more weeks. There's a couple more weeks left of this nightmare basketball season. It's going to be all over before we all know it here. Eddie Greer III, Pro Puncher Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. TCU fights back, claws his way back, and wins the game at the very end, 84-82 over Kansas State men's basketball. Here in a couple of minutes, or probably going to be starting soon, is the women's basketball game, National Women's Sports Day game against BYU at home, and the women's basketball team trying to get back on track after sleepwalking against the worst team in the league, Arizona, earlier on this week. Eddie Greer, third Pro Check podcast here. So what do you do from here? I have no clue there as well. Yeah, points off or turnovers were huge in this game, actually. A huge number to take away in this postcast. Almost even. TCU, 22 points off of K-State turnovers, 20 for K-State. In this ball game, there were no technicals given out there. Let me see. Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, three-pointers, K-State shot it well from the field. 52% shooting from the field overall, 42% shooting from downtown, and you lose by 2 points. Just the way that we thought about it. that we all played it out today here on K-State Saturday. So all you got to do is just, shake your head, laugh, and move on, right there as well. But of course, we'll have more reaction after the Super Bowl and all that, as we'll get into the week here in another day or in change or so, like there as well. So, but both of these teams were coming off a bye. In case that at one point, because I had to triple check this, they're up by double digits with like 6 minutes to go in the first half, and all of a sudden TCU makes that run. I probably should not have turned the TNT, all that stuff. TCU gets back in the ball game just like that. So remaining games, well, actually for this week anyways, Cincinnati at home this week on Wednesday night on CBS Sports Network. And then, oh boy. Yep. Houston at Houston. 8th-ranked Houston next Saturday. So both of these games are prime time games, and both of them will start at 8 o'clock Central Time. And Houston, woo, good luck with that one. good luck with that one. I'll tell you that right now. Let me see. Let's check in with the scoreboard here. I'm not gonna go do standings right now because that's not really important right now. What is important? Let me see if I can go back to the tab real quick here before we wrap this postcast up here. That's not what I want right there. Oh, boy. There we go. So, already got four games in the books as I'm sitting here wrapping up this another frustrating postcast on the men's basketball side here. Four games in the books, two to go. That includes next week's opponent, Houston at BYU, a top 20 matchup there. And that's at 9:30 on ESPN. As in here, and then of course ESPN2 has Arizona State and Colorado, but four games in the books there right now. Well, it's that three games in the books. One's going on currently. Arizona up big at home, number one team in the nation, undefeated across the board against Oklahoma State, 40-22. Earlier today, Iowa State holds on, beat Baylor 72-69. And then Kansas runs away late against Utah, 71-59. Kansas, 11th ranked in the country. And, of course, just moments ago, K-State, after leading all for all the game, for all but 6 seconds of the game, gives it up another one on the road. The theme of the year against today, against TCU down in Fort Worth, Texas by 2, 84-82. Now, you have a few days to get well at some point. You know, you got guys with the flu and all that, and somehow great effort, but it's all for naught. Again, PJ Haggerty, another big game for him this afternoon. 30 points in this ball game, but again, 30 burger, but it's all for naught. You have four guys in double figures, and you figure with all that, we won this ball game. But again, you can't play the games on paper. And that's unfortunate, as we all know. Hey, that's true. We cannot play these games on paper. We gotta ride out. Gotta go out there and get it done. And K-State nearly did that, but hey, mortal victories don't count. As we all sports fans or involved with sports know that for sure. So, yep, yeah, I gotta laugh this one off at some point. We move on forward and get 100% somehow. And K-State's all of a sudden dealing with another injury. At least a good sign is Kamar McGriff's back, but Andre Coach just went down this week. So yeah, you just can't buy a break right now. Head coach Jerome Tang and this men's basketball team, they lose by 2 earlier, just moments ago, the TCU, after leading for pretty much 99.9% of this game. And you lose. It has been the story of K-State's men's basketball season all year long, and Cincinnati is coming to Manhattan on Wednesday night. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found free available daily. We're going to support Kansas State content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Of course, Alex will be with me this week. So we have all that situated there as well. So we're going to get his thoughts, obviously, on the entire season to this point. I mean, we can go back a ways, but we're going to focus on basketball for right now because that's what's going on right now. We had women's tennis earlier. I think that's still going on right now as they were hosting Tulsa in Manhattan. So that's going on probably still, or that's probably over at this point. And what's left of K-State Saturday is this ladies' game that just started against BYU. So I'm going to tap on into that right now as soon as I get off of this microphone. Right now, BYU's up by 1. As we wrap up this postcast. Of course, by the way, make sure you do tell a fellow K-State fan, big-time K-State fan, about this podcast. And from Alex, I speak for Alex too. Big thank you to you guys, K-State Nation, for rocking and roll with us as we are starting to get rolling here in a 2026 calendar year. And we keep it moving through the 25-26 athletic calendar year for Kansas State. So, yep, another loss in the closing moments for K-State on the road. It has been the story of the year. You give away another, what could have been another win on the road. It's another loss, heartbreaking loss for the K-State men's basketball team. TCU rallies back, 84, K-State 82. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer here in KC. Mo, appreciate it, K-State Nation. It's been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.